the greatest name in cereals presents... Wah!
Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Message from the Sun. Wranglers, how long does it take you to go to the store for candy? I'll bet it takes more than 6 minutes. But that's all the time it takes for you to make Rice Krispies treats, the candy feast with Kellogg's Rice Krispies in it. No fooling, and it's mighty easy, too. Then, when you've made yourself a batch of crispy treats, you taste sweet, smooth marshmallow plus crispy Kellogg's Rice Krispies. What a treat! The recipe is right on the box of Rice Krispies. Get Kellogg's Rice Krispies so you can make Rice Krispy treats soon. The building of the West was a big job. It took big men to conquer the vast savage country and to carve a way for the railroad through mountains of solid rock. It took bigger men to carry the stars of the law and blaze the trail of justice. The most famous of these were United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his gigantic deputy Jingles. Once the clang of steel and the whine of bullets sounded high adventure, and the future of the railroad waited on flashes of A Message from the Sun.
Hurry up, Jingles. Sun's up and it's time we broke camp.
Oh, that's the trouble with camping out in the woods like this. Now, if we was in a hotel, I could have pulled the shade down and gone back to sleep.
Take a mighty big shade to block out this sunshine.
Yeah. You know, I wish the sun would take a notion to sleep in once in a while so I could get my rest.
Get on with your shaving and don't talk so much. We never will get to the railroad camp at this rate.
Well, I could do a lot better if this tree would hold still and quit swinging my mirror.
Yeah, I wish it would too, partner.
Now, what's it got to do with you?
Well, every time it swings, that mirror throws a flash of sunlight right in my eye.
Well, move, why don't you? Now, you ain't staked down there.
Hold it, Jingles.
Huh? What are you staring at me for, Bill?
I was staring at that mirror of yours.
How come?
Were you fooling with it?
Didn't touch it. It's just swinging free on that limb.
Then I'm glad I'm not superstitious.
Now, doggone it, Bill Hickok. You quit acting so mysterious all of a sudden. Got me so scared, I'm covered up with goose pimples. What's up, Bill?
You know, I said that mirror was throwing sun flashes in my eyes.
Yeah.
Well, just like the Morse code, in short and long flashes.
Oh, now, Bill, you just come here. Now, you better get out of the sun. Next thing you'll be telling me you could make out like it was saying a message.
Hang on to your hat, partner. I made out three letters.
Three letters? Now, Bill, you stop hoorahing me. What were they?
D-A-N. Just as plain as if I'd read them from a telegraph key.
D-A-N. I can spell that. Dan. Who's Dan?
I don't know. Maybe that was just the first part of a word.
Now, hold on. Who ever heard of flashing Morse code with a mirror? Oh, now, Bill, you're just pulling my leg.
Think so? Then just forget it, Jingles, and go on with your shaving.
Now, what word starts with three letters? D-A-N. Anyway.
Oh, dance, and there's dander.
Maybe we're going to a dance. La-da-da-dee-dee. Hey, I'd like that. Or maybe if you could keep up kind of talking like this, you're going to get my dander up, huh?
And then there's another word, partner.
What's that?
Danger.
Now cut that out.
Down, Jingles.
Doggone it. Somebody shot the corner off my mirror. Now on, I'll have to shave just half my face.
Jingles, quit yelling. Be quiet.
Well, who threw that shot at me?
We'll soon find out.
Stay there and keep them covered, boys.
What?
Now, you two mavericks, get on your feet and reach up for a handful of sky.
Now, just who do you think you're talking to?
Hold it, Jingles. Do as he says.
Yeah. Reach, I said. One move for your guns, and you'll be so full of holes there won't be enough hide left to throw a brand on.
You ain't branding me, you sneaking old bushwhacker.
Nah, but you both just might be hanging by sundown.
You generally have to have a reason to hang a man, mister.
Robbing a stagecoach and killing the driver is all the reason we need. Now climb on your horses. I'm taking you in.
You ain't taking us nowhere. Oh, we're headed for the railroad camp.
Jingles.
I thought so. That's all the proof them gents down at the stage lines office will need to hear. Railroad, eh?
Oh, Bill, I said the wrong thing, huh?
And from now on, I reckon they'll listen to what Dan Belcher tells them.
That your name, mister?
That's right, Owl Hoot. But since you ain't got long to use it, you can just call me Dan.
Bill.
Now move.
Bill, that mirror was right. It's Dan. D A N.
Say, Charlie, what's the biggest treat you get on this show?
Well, I guess it's talking about Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Slim.
Well, sir, I'd like to talk about something special, Charlie. Another treat.
Oh, but now, wait a minute, Slim. Wait a minute. This is my only chance to tell about Rice Krispies.
I know, but we want to tell the listeners about Rice Krispie treats, Charlie.
Oh, well, now, that's different. That's something else again, Slim. After all, you make Rice Krispie treats candy with Kellogg's Rice Krispies. So go right ahead.
Rice Krispies and marshmallows. Man, I could talk about them for a long, long time. About the extra tasty, smooth marshmallow that surrounds those whiffs of rice that stay crisp right in the candy.
You know, sometimes I think you're a better talker than I am, Slim. The way you picture those Rice Krispie treats is making me mighty hungry.
That's the way Rice Krispie treats affect your appetite, Charlie. You want more and more once you try them. But here's more about these new candy squares. They only take 6 minutes to make, and they're so doggone easy, I'll bet any of the listeners can make them. And it's a heap of fun cooking up Rice Krispie treats, Wranglers. It tells how right on the back of the Rice Krispies box. Don't forget, look for the recipe on your box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
As they were herded into town with five guns at their backs, Jingles stormed at Wild Bill for not letting Dan Belcher know who they were. But Bill had other ideas and held his tongue until they were forced to ride past the sheriff's office.
Hey, Belcher, we're passing by the sheriff's office.
Keep riding. I'm taking you to Bulldog Reigns.
I thought robbers and all hoots were generally turned over to the law.
I know what I'm doing.
If you did, you'd have wished you'd have stayed under your rock this morning.
All right, pull up here at the stage line's office and climb out of those saddles.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Well, now maybe we'll get something straightened out.
All right, now open that door and walk in, Buckskin Britches.
Whatever you say, Belcher.
Bill, I ain't never seen you like this before.
Hold on, Jules. Here comes a payoff. Howdy, Bulldog.
Bill, how came you... Belcher... What's the meaning of this?
Bill, you old fox. You knew it all the time, didn't you?
You know these owl hoots, Mr. Raines?
Owl hoots? Belcher, you lame brain featherhead. You've brought in Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy.
Jingles!
Hickok? But I caught him not a mile back from where your stagecoach was held up.
I don't know why he let you get away with it. But if you pulled a gun on Wild Bill, you're lucky.
He sure is.
Now
yes,
give him back their gun belts and beat it before I have you laughed out of the county.
Well, all right, here they are. But I ain't forgetting this low-down trick, Hickok. You could be making a big mistake, Bulldog. Them two are working for the railroad.
What's that?
Ask them. They was on their way to the railroad camp.
So, Hickok, you're siding with the railroad against me.
We're on the side of the law, Bulldog. But it looks to me like you and Belcher are trying to take the law into your own hands.
And that's a real quick way to get Gunbelt deep in trouble.
It's Yank Freeman and his railroad gun slicks that are looking for trouble.
Bill, it was Yank Freeman sent for us, wasn't it?
That's right, Jingles.
Then why don't you quit wasting your time here? Get on up there and dig out the two hombres they hired to rob Bulldog's stagecoach this morning.
And you can tell Freeman he's not running me out of business without the biggest fight he ever got into.
Yank Freeman's not the one to back away from a fight.
No, and he ain't one to hire gun slicks to rob stagecoaches, neither.
I reckon you'll have to prove that. And we ain't waiting long.
Yeah, Hickok. You're wasting time.
All right, Bulldog, we've heard your side. Come on, Jingles. We'll go see what Yank has to say for the railroad.
Yeah, and on the way, I've got some questions to ask you about all of this and talking mirrors, too. I'm as mixed up as a bushel of goose feathers in a whirlwind. Bill, who you reckon sent that message to you with my mirror?
Jingles, forget about the mirror. It was an accident. Just happened, that's all.
It wasn't no accident that brought Dan Belcher out of nowhere to get the drop on us.
Well, that's for sure. Looks like we're caught right in the middle again.
Yeah, in a knockdown fight between the railroads and the stage lines. I sure wish people could get along peaceably.
Well, we've settled range wars. Maybe we can settle this.
There's a train.
Yeah, whistling for 10-mile grade.
And where's the camp from us?
About a mile uphill on the other side of the river.
River? Uh-oh. I forgot about that one.
It's right through these trees, partner. There's no bridge. You'll have to swim it. Pick him up, Buckshot.
Now, Bill, you know Joker don't like getting his old feet wet.
There's no other way to cross unless you can teach him to fly. Better put your gun belt up around your neck. Well, here we are.
Now, Joker, now don't you go getting stubborn with me. Nice old Joker. Let's take a little old swim in this little old lukewarm water now. Come on. Come on. Nice little old swim, Joker.
All right, Jingles. Persuade him in.
Oh, now that's like trying to persuade a Gila monster with a stomachache. Now, Joker, you get on into that water.
That's it. Keep him coming.
Bill, he's got the bit in his teeth.
Watch out, Jingles. He's going to roll over with you.
Joker, no. Don't get him.
Jingles, get over there, Buckshot. Come on.
Oh, Joker, you ornery old hammerhead.
I've got him by the head, Jingles. Stay with him. Come on, Joker. That's it, boy. All right, Jingles, I got him swimming. Grab onto his tail. I'll pull you both across. That's it, Joker. Right on up the bank. Oh, Buckshot. How you coming, Jingles?
I ain't going no further. I'm fed up. I'm going to trade Joker in on a pint-sized mule and go to prospecting.
Whoa, Jingles, take it easy. It's not that bad.
Not that bad. I'm bruised and battered and beat up and I'm half drowned. And I'm humiliated.
You'll dry out. You better wipe off your guns and put some dry shells in them, though.
Yeah. Good thing I oiled them up this morning. You sound like you're expecting gunplay, Bill.
Anytime we're on the trail of robbers and killers, there's always a chance we'll run into gun smoke.
All right, I'm ready.
Better try them out. Misfire could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, that one's all right. Try the other one.
Working fine.
Good. All right, mount up.
Bill!
Quick, Jingles, hit the saddle.
Hold still, Joker. Bill, somebody must have thought I was shooting at them.
Or maybe somebody was watching us all the time. Let's ride. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Go, Joker. Bill, that shot came from the railroad camp.
That's right. Head right for it.
Now, that don't make sense to me.
Sure does. If we ride straight in, they'll know we're friends.
Yeah, you hope.
Hold your fire, man. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
See, partner? Yeah. That's Yank Freeman. He recognizes.
It's about time.
Howdy, Yank. Oh,
Jingles. Sorry about that shooting. We didn't expect you from that direction. When we heard those shots, we were ready for trouble.
No, I was just trying out my guns.
What kind of trouble were you expecting, Yank?
Well, I ain't sure, Bill, but Bulldog Raines and his crew wouldn't stop at nothing to throw a crimp in our railroad.
Well, he says you or some of your boys robbed a stage and killed a driver this morning.
Why, that lying horse wrangler. We ain't owl hoots, Bill.
We didn't think so, but somebody robbed that stage.
Well, I hope they don't rob my train. It's bringing the payroll for the hands.
Payroll?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the regular day for it?
Sure is. Comes up same day every week.
Everybody around here know that, huh?
Sure do.
Bill, what are you getting at?
Well, I'm not sure, Jingles, but if I'm right with this hunch, we haven't got any time to lose.
Bill, you ain't making sense.
Let's see. They wouldn't jump you here, and we heard the train whistle for 10-mile grade about 20 minutes ago.
What's that got to do with it?
Hold it, Yank. Bill's thinking, and I don't like what he's thinking.
Yank, where does that train slow down the most?
When it comes to a crawl at 5-mile bend. Ought to be almost there by now.
Then get on your horse. We got some riding to do.
I knew it.
I'm ready, Bill. Lead on.
Stretch out, Buckshot.
Go, Joker. Bill's got the bit in his teeth.
Get up.
Head straight for 5-mile bend.
There's a shortcut to your left, Bill.
Then we'll take it. Come on.
Bill, I hear shots ahead of us.
Bill, that's the train.
Yeah, and we just might be too late. Dig in, Buckshot. Go on.
Jack Joker, we're headed for the payoff. Ha, ha, ha.
Almost roundup time, Slim. Sun's sinking low in the west.
Yep, and here comes young John riding home from school, Charlie.
Hey, what's he carrying there? Looks like a bag from the store.
Yeah, it sure is. Most every night now he brings home marshmallows and a box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Besides eating the talking cereal for breakfast, he uses Rice Krispies to make Rice Krispie treats, Charlie. The new candy squares that everybody's whipping up for themselves.
Yeah, I should have known. Even a cowpoke that never tried it before can turn into a cook these days.
Sure, Rice Krispie treats are so doggone easy to make that everybody's having the time of their lives of cooking them up. They read how to make Rice Krispie treats right on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies box, you know. It only takes 6 minutes, and you couldn't buy them anywhere. Delicious marshmallow squares with the Rice Krispies right in them. A mixture that really tickles your appetite till you just gotta have more and more, Charlie.
Woo-hoo! You're tickling my appetite now, Slim. I could eat a heap of Rice Krispies treats right now.
Same here, Charlie. Say, Wranglers, make your own Rice Krispie treats. Or your mom will make them to show you how easy it is. But get some marshmallows on Kellogg's Rice Krispies so you can enjoy these Rice Krispie treats real soon.
Sudden hunch of Wild Bill's, he and Jingles and Yank Freeman rode at a dead run to meet the train at Five Mile Bend. Before they'd covered half the distance, they heard gunshots and the frantic whistle of the train.
What do you reckon it means, Bill? Old Mike never blows his whistle like that.
It means we're late.
You think the train's being robbed, Bill?
I'd bet on it, partner.
That means all-out war with the stage lines, Bill. Bulldog Grange has gone too far.
Don't be too sure it's Bulldog, Yank. How do we get to the tracks?
They're right below us, down this hill. But look out, it's right steep.
Holy hot toads, it's straight down.
Keep Joker's head up, Jingles, or you'll turn a somersault. Get over there, Buckshot.
Hell, look. There's four horses.
That means four bandits.
Bill, they've seen us coming.
Yeah. Knock them off, Jingles.
I'm getting in on this.
All right. Here's where we level off.
Bill, why ain't that train stopped?
Look up in the cab. Old Mike's been shot.
He's hanging out the cab window and his arm's caught in the whistle cord. Hey, there's another one of those jaspers.
Get him, Jingles. You got him.
One to go.
Bill, the track's level off here. We gotta stop that train.
I'll get it. Oh, hi, Buckshot. Get alongside.
I'll catch Buckshot, Bill.
Closer, Buckshot. No.
Get forward,
Bill. I want to get this train stopped.
You ain't stopping nothing, Hickok. Get away from that throttle.
Damn Belcher. Guess my hunch was right.
You heard me. Stand away from that throttle.
What's wrong, Bill?
Stop that train. It's heading for a wreck.
I've got company, Jingles.
Company? Who?
Dan Belcher.
Then I'm coming aboard.
Get away from that platform, you big baboon.
That was your mistake, Belcher.
Kill you, Hiccup.
That was your last bit, Belcher.
Low down, scarf hacker.
Not close enough, mister.
Bill, stop the train! What's going on?
All right, Belcher, this is it.
Yo!
Gotta get this train stopped. Come on, you iron horse, pull up!
He's got the train stopped, Jingles.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, wonder what happened to Belcher. Bill, are you all right?
Yeah, Jingles.
Bill, was it Dan Belcher after all?
There he is, partner. You watch him while I look after old Mike.
It'll be a pleasure.
Come on now, Mike. Easy now.
Bill, is Mike dead?
Oh, Yank, but he's in bad shape.
Yeah, not much worse than that owl hoot after you got through with him, Bill. Now get on your feet, Belcher. You got a lot of talking to do.
I ain't saying nothing.
How's that, Mike? Any better?
Did you get the varmints, Wild Bill?
We got the leader, Mike. The rest will be easy to catch.
They got the payroll, Yank.
No, they didn't, Mike. It's right here on the floor.
Well, now that's good news for the hands and bad news for Bulldog Reigns.
You got it figured wrong, Yank.
Hmm?
Belcher wasn't working for Reigns. He was working for himself.
He was?
Yeah, Bill. How do you know that?
Fire up that iron horse and get on to camp, Yank.
We'll get Mike taken care of, and then we're all going down to see Bulldog Rains. We got a lot of things to straighten out.
We sure have. Lean on that throttle, Yank. I'm going to blow the whistle all the way.
All right, now, keep your hands away from your gun belts and pull up here. Oh, Buckshot. No tricks, Belcher.
Oh, Jugger, you better stay behind me, Yank.
Oh, boy. I ain't afraid of rains.
Do as Jingle says, Yank. I don't want any trouble.
All right, stand where you are, all three of you.
Hold on, Bulldog. We've come to talk.
You can talk there. I got 10 guns trained on you from all sides. We saw you coming.
I saw your guns.
Well, I didn't. You mean we rode down through a bunch of rivals with a bean on our wishbone?
Never mind, Jingles. We're here on business.
What are you doing with Dan Belcher in handcuffs?
Now, I wondered when you were going to notice that. We brought him to speak a little piece for you, Bulldog.
I don't understand.
You will. Go ahead, Belcher.
You go to blazes.
You heard, Bill. Talk, you varmint.
Out, you. All right, all right. I stirred up the trouble between you and the railroads, Bulldog.
Go on. There's more.
Well, and I robbed the stage and I killed that driver this morning.
You did? But I thought you were working with me, Belcher.
He was hanging around your office so he could get information on gold shipments. The longer he could keep you and the railroads blaming your trouble on each other, the more robberies he could pull.
And Bill caught him robbing the train this afternoon.
Then he's been making monkeys out of me and Yank Freeman.
That's right, Bulldog. We've been the goats.
Goats, monkeys, or Missouri mule. You know, I reckon it's time you two shook hands and worked together.
That's a good idea, gents. Yank, you tell him your proposition.
What proposition?
Yeah, Bulldog. I'm authorized to offer you 1,000 shares in the railroad for your mail franchise to the east.
1,000 shares?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right fair, Yank.
And you keep your runs to the west until we build out that way. Now, how about shaking on it?
That's good with me.
Well, now, Jingles, guess we got that settled after all.
Yeah, but we sure wasted a lot of time.
How do you figure that?
If we'd have just paid attention when my little old mirror flashed out those letters, D-A-N, this morning, we could have picked up this varmint and saved a lot of wear and tear on my sunny disposition.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Have a nice weekend, everyone, and we'll be with you again on Monday with more adventure.
You bet we will, Guy, with a brand new Wild Bill Hickok story I know you won't want to miss.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
That's mighty pretty shooting, and Wranglers, you never miss when your hand shoots out to Kellogg's Variety Pack, either. You pick a favorite every time. 10 big personal portion boxes to choose from, all your Kellogg's favorites. You can reach out for Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the new Ready Sweetened Cereals, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and lots of others. So next time Mom goes shopping, tell her you want the never miss pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Duvall, Jess Kirkpatrick, and Tyler McVeigh. Our director is Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!